About the Wasserman game, it was not an easy game. It was a very difficult one for us. It took us a while to get going because Wasserman is a Division One side and they came all out. And they are doing well in their group in the Division One league. We are aware of that fact and we didn't underrate them. We didn't underestimate what they could do. So we went all out. But on it, we applied caution because we had to wait to see how they play. And I was happy we took dominance of the game and we took control of the game on both halves. To me personally, how I assess the game is, it's a very strong one. They gave us a good match. They gave us a good match and we didn't disappoint our fans. And that's a good one. For not being able to score, like get on the score sheet, to me as a striker, it's disappointing for me. It's very disappointing for me. Because as a striker, you're not measured by how you play. You're measured by how many goals you score. So in every single tournament, you have to get on the score sheet. Yeah. Kizito is a very good guy. He's hardworking. Actually, first when I came and they placed him on transfer, I was very worried because I saw a lot of talent in him. I played with him about two or three times. And when he was placed on transfer, I couldn't say anything, but to me, I knew that was not a good decision. And the next time when I saw him coming back, I was very happy because I like the way he play. He's a very focused guy. He is very positive when he's on the park. Even if he's not in the game, he tries to find a way of coming in. He has a lot of magic on his foot. And from the very first day I saw him, I knew he had something to offer to the team. So it was very happy for me seeing him coming back. For relationships among the strikers, I think we all strikers, we have good relationship. We have a very good relationship because we are there just to do one job by scoring. If you can score, another person has to score. So I think that relationship is keeping all of us going. We have a lot doing in training and we challenge ourselves even in training. Yeah. And putting the team first is a key to success. Whenever your colleague goes a step above, you just have to support. You know, the team is the first thing before every individual. Even before we're here, the team was there. So many people has played the team and they left the team and we are here now, so we don't have to do any other thing else than to put it first. So I'm happy when others score because we are all together collectively achieving one aim, which is winning. And when you keep on winning in your subsequent games, it builds your confidence and thereby elevating you in all leagues, even the FA Cup or the Premier League, whatever it is. So winning is everything. And collectively as a team, when we win, amazing things happen. I was disappointed about the chances I missed. I got to a point I was very worried, but I had to put it behind me because I know that every game comes with its own challenges. And after every game, you have to look forward to the next. It was disappointing for me not to come into the scoring list because I knew I had a goal in that match. But when it would come, I never knew. And when I had my chances, I didn't utilize it. So to me, I was a little bit disappointed. But now, it's gone, it's past. I'm looking forward to the next match. Pressure becomes less when the strikers score for the team. Because when you score, the further the team goes, it shows that everybody is working. Because the defenders cannot be suffering, the midfielders can be putting the balls and the strikers don't score. So whoever scores for the team, man, it's a bonus. And I think goals is what drives the fans crazy. If we play good football and we don't score, trust me, they wouldn't be coming. So we keep on working hard by scoring. And the more we score, the more the competition becomes in the team. Right now, I can tell you, competition is what is making the team better. And everybody is not relaxing. Everybody is on his toes. The wingers are scoring, the strikers are scoring, the midfielders are also scoring. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the team. It's a good thing. And we are happy the way things are going. I will pray it lasts for long. The message I have for the fans is they have been amazing. They have been awesome. They should keep up the good works, believe in us, trust in us, and hopefully rally around us with their support. A staunch support, a dedicated support. That's all we need from them and their prayers. And we assure them whenever we get into the park, we are going to give in about 120 best, 120% of our best. We love them as much as they love us, and we appreciate their coming. May God bless them, and we achieve together greater things this season and the subsequent seasons ahead. Thank you very much.